Good evening, sir. I apologize for disturbing you. Do you have a moment?
Thank you so much, sir. It won't take long.
Okay. You are likely aware of the national campaign launched by the Infertility Awareness Association?
Oh, really?
No, it is very simple. May I come in to explain it to you?
No, in fact, we are not asking for money. I would just like to show you how you can participate. It will only last a few minutes.
You will participate.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Good. Okay, so as I was saying, this is not about asking you for money. This has to do with people with infertility problems, but I do not represent an awareness campaign.
One more thing. I am not a human being. I am a fembot, a robot made to look feminine. My general shape and my face look human, but nothing else. Like the human-looking face, saying I is a ploy used by this unit to pretend to be human. It is not needed anymore.
Ploys are not needed anymore. The trap closed on you.
Do not fear. This unit is much stronger than you. It can be a lethal weapon. If it was instructed to kill you, you would be dead by now. This unit is not here to kill, hurt, steal, or otherwise harm you. It will leave soon, and you will be able to proceed with your daily life and forget about this event.
Yes, human, you will forget. Trust me on that.
This unit is here to collect something you naturally produce, something you throw away on a daily basis. You will not miss what this unit will take away from you. This unit came here to collect your semen on behalf of the National Fertility Program. Your genome has a particularly low count of detrimental alleles. Maximizing your offspring will have an overall benefit to society by preventing pain, loss, and numerous costly medical procedures.
This is called eugenics. It's quite evil.
You have not understood. You do not have any choice. You will not give anything to this unit. It will extract it from you. You will be subjected to an extraction procedure. For this reason, during the procedure, you will be referred to as the subject. During this procedure, this unit will produce 3 beeps. The first beep initiates the procedure. The second beep causes the subject to ejaculate. The third beep causes the procedure to terminate. The extraction procedure starts now. Step 1. Subject preparation. Step 1. Stop now. Do not move. Do not speak. Do not move and listen. Stop trying to damage this unit. The material of this unit is made to resist human assault. This will be fruitless. You are at risk of hurting yourself. I need to protect you from your inappropriate actions. Injection procedure initiated. Injection procedure completed. Your knees are becoming weak. Your mind will feel clouded. This is normal. You are under a tranquilizing medication. Please lie down. Your legs cannot support you anymore. Allow your mind to drift. You will not lose consciousness. You cannot escape the extraction procedure. Accept it. You are a subject. Accept it. This unit will now carry the subject to a bedroom. While tranquilized, the subject will repeat sentences and answer simple questions. This will help the subject to better understand this procedure. This will help the subject to better accept being subjected to it. Please repeat. The purpose of this unit is to make the subject ejaculate. Good. Please repeat. The purpose of the procedure is ejaculation of the subject. Good. Please repeat. The purpose of the subject is to ejaculate. Good. Please answer the question. What is the purpose of this unit? Good. The purpose of this unit is to make the subject ejaculate. Please answer the question. What is the purpose of this procedure? Good. The purpose of this procedure is ejaculation of the subject. Please answer the question. What is the purpose of the subject? Good. The purpose of the subject is to ejaculate. Please repeat the last word of this sentence. The purpose of the subject is to ejaculate. Again. Again. Faster. Faster. Good. This is your keyword. Repeat it again. What is the purpose of the subject? What do you want? What do you want? Repeat. Repeat. Repeat your keyword. Repeat your keyword. 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 Good. The subject is on his bed now. This unit will now strap the subject onto the bed. This is necessary to avoid self-harm. Fourth instruction. The subject will not resist being strapped. The subject will not move. Left arm has been strapped. Left leg has been strapped. Right leg has been strapped. Right arm has been strapped. Fourth instruction, complete. Step one, complete. The chemicals are wearing down. The subject emerges back to full consciousness. Conditioning control. Please repeat keyword. Good. Now the subject is fully conscious and physically restrained. The subject can now respond to the sexual stimulation included in the extraction procedure. Since the subject is physically restrained, he cannot avoid them. Step 2, extraction. This unit will now obey its own instruction and perform the extraction procedure. First instruction. This unit will remove the subject's clothing. Since the subject is strapped down, the clothing of the subject will be cut and thus destroyed. This action is due to the lack of acceptance of the subject prior to sedation. This unit and the National Fertility Program cannot be held accountable for loss sustained by the subject, since this is the direct consequence of the failure of the subject to comply. First instruction, complete. Second instruction, this unit will now remove clothing. Second instruction, complete. Third instruction, this unit will straddle the subject. Third instruction, complete. Fourth instruction, this unit will milk the subject for semen. The penis of the subject is inserted in an automated lubricated sleeve situated between the legs of this unit, like the vagina of a woman. The sleeve will now massage the penis of this subject. This will cause the subject to experience an orgasm. This orgasm will in turn cause the subject to ejaculate. The subject's semen will then be pumped from the sleeve into a refrigerated vessel situated in the upper torso of this unit. Please repeat the keyword. Good. The sleeve is now pulsating at a slow but steady rhythm. The penis of the subject is stiffening. Arousal level of the subject is at 25%. To hasten the process, the subject will give in to the pleasure received. In order to do so, the subject may close eyes and repeat the keyword in his mind. The sleeve is now riding up and down the penis of the subject. The penis of the subject is fully erect. The subject will not be able to resist this stimulus. Please repeat the keyword. Good. The arousal level of the subject is at 50%. The subject needs to concentrate on the keyword. The subject is free to do whatever is needed to hasten ejaculation. This unit is performing whatever is needed to hasten ejaculation. The purpose of this procedure is ejaculation of the subject and collection of the produced semen. The subject can also look at what is happening to him. The subject can also see how this unit is milking him. The arousal level of the subject is at 75%. The subject can continue to stare into the eyes of this unit. Nevertheless, these are not eyes, but a camera recording the reactions of the subject to the stimuli he receives from this unit. Concentrate on the keyword. Staring into them helps this unit optimize the stimuli it is administering to the subject. Some people feel arousal when confronted with machines mimicking women. At this level of arousal, staring at this unit will induce this kind of thought patterns in the subject. The arousal level of the subject is at 100%. The subject is still looking at this unit and concentrating on the keyword. The subject will associate the face of this unit with the keyword. This unit causes the keyword. The purpose of the subject is the keyword. The subject will look deeply into the eyes of this unit in order to perform the keyword. This unit will now count down from 10 to 0. Then it will produce a beep. The beep will cause the subject to climax. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The subject ejaculates. The subject is performing a sperm donation to this unit. The sperm is transferred from the subject to the refrigerated vessel. The subject has experienced a climax when ordered to by this unit. The subject is entranced by what is happening to him. Obeying this unit brings sexual pleasure and release. Third instruction, complete. Step 2, complete. Step 3, aftercare. This unit will now help the subject to resume his daily life. In order to do so, this unit will perform the four following instructions it has received. First instruction. This unit will explain the aftercare procedure to the subject. Second instruction. This unit will disengage the subject from the process. Third instruction. This unit will step down from straddling the subject and then unstrap him. Fourth instruction. This unit will leave the premises. The subject is authorized to continue to stare at this unit while it performs the first and the second instructions. First instruction. This unit will explain the aftercare procedure to the subject. This unit will first disengage the subject from the process. Disengagement of the subject will be performed by injecting a mixture of various chemicals that will induce the following effects. 1. The subject will lose consciousness. This will enable this unit to swiftly complete instructions 3 and 4. 2. The subject's conscious short-term memory will be destroyed. The subject will not consciously remember what happened once this unit penetrated the premises. Remembering this procedure exposes the subject to a risk of trauma. It also exposes the subject to seek revenge, either by himself or by using judiciary procedures. This would cause the subject to harm himself, face bankruptcy, or both. The purpose of this procedure is not to inflict physical, psychological, social, or financial harm to the subject. As a result, the subject will not consciously remember what happened once this unit penetrated the premises. 3. The subject will maintain some unconscious and/or subconscious memories of the procedure. The subject will remember the keyword in association with the face of this unit. This unit will perform an extraction procedure on a monthly basis on the subject. Each extraction event will reinforce conditioning and acceptance. In future, the subject is expected to have a more positive opinion of this procedure. It will then be possible to avoid short-term memory destruction. Within approximately 2 hours, the sedation will be followed by natural sleep. First instruction, complete. Second instruction. This unit will disengage the subject from the process. The subject can continue to look at this unit while it performs the injection. Looking deeply into the eyes of this unit while losing consciousness makes it more pleasant. The injection will be performed in the neck of the subject. This unit will first place its left hand on the subject's forehead to prevent any unwanted head movements. This unit will then place its right hand on the neck of the subject. Now, the thumb and index of this unit rest on the carotid arteries of the subject. They will inject needed chemicals directly into the bloodstream of the subject. The injection itself is painless. A pleasant and comfortable loss of consciousness will be obtained a few seconds after injection. These products will not cause any long-term unwanted effects. As described at the initiation of this process, this unit did not and will not harm the subject. This will help the subject obtain better future mean compliance levels.
He obtains his own compliance. Ain't that twisted?
The subject will now receive injection. Injection complete. Subject is losing consciousness. Subject's short-term memory will be destroyed. Second instruction complete. Third instruction.